Hello, friends. The subject of today's lesson is raising one above his own circle. We'll read excerpts from the sources. You're welcome to go on our website, kab.tv, where you can send us questions live, or you can find all the text on kabbalahmedia.info. So, the conditions for raising one above his own circle.
The special thing that is happening to us during our time is that the wisdom of Kabbalah is beginning to be a part of the life of the general society. It is beginning to show itself as a special lane, a path towards the correction of the whole of humanity. So it says something to say about the whole world, and especially about the people of Israel, of course, and about men in general. So it is beginning to be felt as entering all kinds of areas in our life. It's not as once a person would simply take a book, and it had nothing to do with this world. It had nothing to say about politics or economy or society, that the society he was living in, and not about the development of humanity, history, geography, economics, ecology, nothing. It was simply something that was unrelated to this world. They were studying about the angels in the heavens, an angel being a force, about the forces through which a person can somehow open up his own vessels of reception, and in such a way he would be able to attain godliness, the world, the creators, personally, unrelated to anyone else in that. He would not come out of his corner. He'd be studying in a hidden way. And the wisdom itself was hidden, and the person was hidden, and the study was hidden. And this is how it was throughout thousands of years, until the times of the Ari. And even from the Ari onward, we see how much this thing is has opened up, but still in a very slow, kind of modest way, even though Kabbalists started talking about it. And so there were some, such as Baal Shem Tov, who wanted to publicize it among everyone, among the masses in the nation, and they started to build what we call cheders, literally room, which are study places, study halls. And the Baal Shem Tov established his own students who started disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah. They called it Hasidism.
And
they started to spread among the entire nation of Israel, the Jewish world of then, even though there were also opponents to it immediately, the mitnagdim, those who were opposed to it. But nevertheless, it expanded and expanded more and more in a very special way. It was a kind of an inner eruption for the time being from within the nation. And when it reaches our times, it becomes already a development, a revelation, an expansion outside of the nation. And it's not only about that, about the development of the wisdom of Kabbalah. among all of the nations, but it's also about the fact that the development of the world has reached such a state where really only the wisdom of Kabbalah can explain it, what is happening in the world, that the necessity for general connection is becoming apparent for a round world, for the fact that humanity has to connect and become as a single nation. And this crisis that humanity is feeling in each and every place, it doesn't matter in what place it is covering planet Earth, it feels problems, and these problems point out more and more that these are not just problems of nature or economy or technology, but rather it is a human problem. And in that there are different inclinations. On the one hand, these problems point out that we are not united, like the rest of the parts of nature. The other problem is that we, through connection between us, can actually bring about connection in nature. So nature is inviting us to connect so that through our connection we will correct the separation that exists between all the different forces and levels in nature, and that way we will bring it to balance, to unity. And again, here comes the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it says that I'm the only one capable of doing it. I'm the only one capable of explaining to people that the world is round, that all of it, including human beings, must be a single system. And no one really cares about that. There are a few people who, in an incomplete manner, each one with his own interest, in whatever way he was created, they speak about it, but actually we don't see that there is any solution besides the wisdom of Kabbalah. And the more we will advance, we will see that if the solution is truly the one that must work for the human species, then only this method can actually connect humanity and give the whole of humanity both a method and also the right form so as to identify with the Creator. This is what is happening nowadays. Therefore, we have to understand that both the reception of this method is difficult, challenging, because it is new, it's unaccepted in humanity. There is no prior example that people were speaking like that in history or in Judaism or in general in the world. They never talked at all about the fact that through connection between people, we can influence nature, the forces of nature, the crisis, the climate. And nevertheless, it's worthwhile for us both to study and also to persuade ourselves that it is so, and to see that it is so, and also to persuade others. Because otherwise, as I said, if we will not persuade ourselves, then nature will be revealed more and more as being in a state of imbalance, and in that way it will persuade us. This is what we call the path of Beito, in its time and not Achishena, hastening it. This is why here we are in such a historic period of time where we have to, as quickly as possible, understand the situation and truly convince ourselves, really, because we too are like the broad public, don't really want to take it upon ourselves the obligation to be connected and our vote. In the end, the rule of love yourself as yourself, which is the rule of the whole of nature, of all of the worlds. We reject it completely. And each moment we have to renew it, and each day when we get up, we have to approach it again and again, anew, with new reshimot, with a new egoistic desire that opposes it, with a mind that is not quite organized so as to think and speak in such a way. And we really artificially, again and again, must discover the laws of this new nature. This is why we have to understand it. And we have to determine these things with our force, by ourselves. And understand that the nations of the world, even though they are in a crisis that is closing in on us more and more each and every day, this entire small humanity on the face of this small planet, not leaving us much freedom, but rather pushing us to think about our common destiny, which is small and all interdependent. How do we can see ourselves each and every day tighter and tighter in our mutual influence in all of the different countries, the different nations, the various the decisions that are taken here and there. As much as from one day to the next, the world is becoming smaller and tighter. And along with that, we have to realize that to the same extent, and actually even a lot more, we are influencing each other. We are interdependent. And in that influence, in that interdependence, we have no better state than a good connection between us, which is called Aravut. This is why we have to reset ourselves, aim ourselves each and every day in the right way towards the purpose of creation, so that it will also be the purpose of our life, so that these two goals, these two targets will be as one, and to try to bring also this direction to our dissemination, so that in that as well we will have one direction. And from one day to the next, we will try to connect more and more people who at least understand what it is about, that this connection is necessary, and our nature is the opposite of it. And why is it the opposite? So that we will truly rise to a connection in a sharper and sharper manner. It's not that nature or the ego is the opposite. We have to explain that it is actually help made against him. It is help, however, it is working in an opposite manner. And by that, we can actually measure where we are. Because in the forces of separation, we are more sensitive to them relative to the forces of connection. This is how it is. And therefore, We need to pay attention to this renewal of the method of correction each and every day, in everyone together, and in each one of us. Okay? Any questions? Good? So, we will get back to our study materials, which is
the conditions for raising oneself above his circle, selected excerpts from the sources. We are at item 29.
Well, let's read it then. Let's read.
Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in the Book of the Kuzari says, when the individual ignores his being a part of the whole, as it is duty to work for the correction of the public of which he is part, and decides to keep the benefits of his work to himself, he sins to the public, and most of all, to his soul, because the individual amongst the public is as an individual limb in the whole of the body.
This book itself, you study it in school, don't you? You do study it?
No.
No? Some do. Shy, I guess, they don't study it. Gershon, you heard about this book? A modern Israeli, typical Israeli. What do you know about it from? From here. It's a very interesting book that speaks about the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. It was a very special story. Of course, nothing came out of it besides some contribution to Judaism that later on became kind of distorted. Or in that area of Russia and Ukraine and further south, where a large number of people converted to Judaism. But it's interesting. Maybe somebody can study this story and tell us about it later. What am I trying to say? That it is a book called the Book of the Kuzari, by which they a book that Kabbalists used to study in order to draw people to the wisdom of Kabbalah, without saying it is Kabbalah, and without telling them about the internality of the book. There are many things there, but in a philosophical way, kind of as if from the side, not about the Ten Sefirot and the Pratsufim and the Olamot, the way that we immediately enter these things in the wisdom of Kabbalah, but rather in a more kind of popular way that can be accepted by the general public. We don't have the time, but we could really, we could actually read it. Okay, let's continue.
Excerpt 30, Baal Sulam says, in the article, not the time for the livestock to be gathered, one must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the entire public. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul, as in all who is proud. For there cannot be one who retires from the public unless with an attire of pride. Woe unto him, for he inflicts ruin upon his soul. There was not even an awakening of anyone from the children of Israel to demand anything personal, for no one needed anything because they did not feel as separate selves. And this was their power, to come out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Thus, each and everyone must gather with all of one's strength into the whole of Israel with every plea to the Creator in the prayer and in the work. Instead, he should include himself in the only one, the root of all Israel.
This word Israel, it confuses us. Well, connection means Israel. Separation is the nations of the world. This is how it is from the foundation of Abraham, who gave these definitions. So the entire method is to connect, to come back to the form of the one general connected soul called Adam. And therefore, so, as much as we're not capable of it, I mean, we're capable of studying and performing all kinds of actions, but to actually bring about connection, that is a big problem. To perform connection, it's also a problem. So what do we do with it? Only to ask for the force of connection from above. But certainly, each and every day we have to renew this necessity. As much as it is hated, this motion towards connection, towards unity, towards arranging everyone in a circle, being as one man in one heart, lowering one's pride and raising the need for connection in the ten. We have to constantly, each and every day, awaken the importance in a place where there is none. This is how we actually develop spiritually, and we will also be able to pour out our efforts to the entire world. This overcoming that we study about in the wisdom of Kabbalah is overcoming in connection. Tzimtzum, restriction, masach, screen, or chozer, reflected light, we need to interpret it in the right way. Tzimtzum, restriction, is that I restrict my ego, through which I actually move away from the others. The moment I leave that inclination towards connection, immediately the force of rejection works, and I move away from the others. The moment that I press myself, I begin, through all kinds of means, to come closer. As I come closer, there are forces that resist the connection between us, and those forces, we have to overcome them, to conquer them, to hold them within. And those forces are called oviyut, coarseness or thickness, the oviyut of the partsuf, the oviyut of our ego. And on top of that oviyut, we assemble the tzimtzum, masach, and ochozer. It is all on top of the rejection that I have from others, and I hold that rejection. I forcefully overcome the rejection. I stop myself in that each time more and more, as though climbing on a mountain. And that way I build the masach and Or Chozer, reflected light. What is Or Chozer? That specifically through my effort as I overcome the natural rejection that I discover, specifically on top of that, I discover the force of connection. And it doesn't come from the desire. It comes from the necessity, from the urgency to reach equivalence with the upper force. It is on the top of the mountain, and I constantly want to climb to it. So, here, each and every one must build for himself this form, this demonstration of how we, through the resistance to connection, how we are drawn through it. It is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator. As much as I see that I'm drawn to it, but on top of the resistance, not that I just love someone and I have some nice and warm attitude to him, but rather it is on top of the resistance. If I discover that these two forces, the rejection that appears from above and the resistance to the rejection and the inclination from me to the friend or the Creator, then these two forces that already exist in me and I can hold them within, inside of me, then I already have the beginning of what we can talk about, that out of these two opposite forces, I can begin to build a parsuf. A parsuf, all in all, is a balance of powers, rejection and attraction. Rejection is natural, and my attraction that I try from the society, from the Creator, to achieve forces with which I'll be drawn to the ten, in such a way I begin to advance towards the Creator, who is in the center of the ten, as the sum total of the expression of the ten, of all ten together. And that way we advance. That is, here I can see through which actions in society and in the ten I can put together my forces so that they will be a big force, a great force. If I subjugate myself towards just one, it's not enough. If it's towards ten, it's a complete form. Or towards nine, it's a complete form. It's called the first nine. That I subjugate myself and I try to come closer to them. That's yet another form of coming closer, another form of beating the first nine. And then in such a way, through the rejection that appears and my inclination towards connection above the rejection, that way I advance and I begin to establish the Pertzuf. And these forces, bit by bit, will begin to become more and more clarified within me. They'll be built. And then I'll begin to feel that inside of these actions that for now I'm performing mechanically, these actions are becoming emotional actions. They become established in my emotions, these actions, and in them I begin to feel what comes from me and what comes from the Creator and what comes through society. And already reality becomes alive, including multiple factors. And this way, we reach the revelation of what does it mean, my relation to the friends or the Creator, who is that is called a Pertzuf. And we advance bit by bit. What am I trying to say by that? Try to arrange these things in your emotion and in your mind. Try to live in all kinds of forms, but establishing them correctly as much as I'm capable of. But already you are capable of it. Those who want will discover it through persistence. And this is on top of by keeping these simple rules, the simple conditions that Rabash tells us about the society. Go ahead.
The next excerpt is excerpt number 31 from Shamadi 36 by Baal Sulam. What are the three bodies in a man? One must think only of the inner body, for it is a clothing for the soul of Kedusha, the soul of holiness. That is, one should think thoughts that are beyond one's skin. This means that after the body's skin is called outside of one's body, meaning outside of one's own benefit, but only thoughts of benefiting others. This is called outside one's skin. For when one persists with thoughts that are after one's skin, he will be rewarded with what is written, "And after my skin they broke this, and from my flesh shall I see God." This is the Shekhinah, divinity, and she stands after one's skin. Broke means that it has been corrected to be a pillar after my skin. After that time, one is awarded, "And from my flesh shall I see God." It means that Kedusha comes and clothes the interior of the body specifically when one agrees to work outside of one's skin, meaning without clothing.
ואז האדם זוכה לבחינת מבשרי אהזה אלוקה. היינו שהקדושה באה בהתלבשות בגוף בפנימיות. וזהו דווקא בזמן כשהוא מסכים לעבוד מחוץ לעורו, היינו בלי כל התלבשות.
בוא ננסה לבנות.
Let's try to build the system that he talks about. Please read it again. And we will try to build the inner body, the external body, the shell of Noga, beyond one's skin, that there is something there outside, and there's also something inside of the body. How can we discover this system, build it, establish it in our sensation?
One must think only of the inner body, for it is a clothing for the soul of Kedusha.
In it, he discovers the nefesh, soul of Kedusha.
Meaning that one should think thoughts that are beyond one's skin. This means that beyond one's skin, beyond the body's skin, it is called outside one's body, meaning outside of one's own benefit.
Outside one's own benefit, and that should be clear, this is where spirituality is, my soul, let's say.
But only thoughts of benefiting others.
If it's not for myself, what is it then? How can I, to whom can I ascribe it? To others, either to people, what I see, or the Creator, or both of them.
This is called outside one's skin.
But I have to feel where it is going. Otherwise, I will not build this partsuf. Beyond one's skin is a desire which I ascribe to others. Others is either people or the Creator. It's actually the same. It only seems to us that there is some difference.
Beyond one's skin, there is no grasp to the klipot. Sorry. Because the klipot grasp only what is within the skin.
Inside my benefit.
That which belongs to his body, and not beyond his body, which is called beyond one's skin. Meaning that anything that comes to be clothed in the body, they can grip.
Because there is self-benefit.
And anything that is not clothed, they cannot unite with.
There's no participation of myself there.
And when one persists in thinking thoughts which are beyond one's skin, then he will be rewarded with what is written, and after my skin they broke this, and from my flesh I shall see God. This is the Shechina, the Holy Divinity. And she stands beyond one's skin. Broke means that it has been corrected to be a pillar after my skin, or beyond my skin. At that time, one is awarded with, and from my flesh I shall see God. It means that Kedusha comes and clothes the interior of the body, specifically when one agrees to work beyond one's skin, meaning without any clothing.
If we want to get out of the body, as we learn in the Parzuf, that we have a tzimtzum, masach, or chozer, rejection above the guf, we make a calculation which is called the rosh of the Parzuf, then we can feel that whatever happens in the rosh later spreads into the guf inside of the flesh. As it says, from my flesh I shall see God. Where is this God? Outside, above. But you really see it, see him dressed in the body, dressed in the flesh. Any questions? Today you have some blackout. Yes.
Can we put all these elements of Or Yashar, Or Chozer, Masach in order with respect to the connection in the ten?
Well, of course it's possible. Try it. Try it. I'm not going to do it. I don't know. You will try it, and then you will tell me what it's like. In the study, you have to explain a little bit, not everything, in teaching, in order to let the students finish it. Sometimes you even have to confuse them so that they will solve these problems. Sometimes you give them exercises, not just confusion, but really you put obstacles there so that they will become capable of understanding the materials better, the forms of interconnection, why this way, not another. We always learn as the advantage of light out of darkness. We can study each and everything. We're built this way. We're not the creator. We're the created beings. The created beings can learn only out of darkness, out of what is the opposite of myself. So, to solve problems and to give everything and to arrange everything for a child means that you are really not giving him the kelim, the vessels or tools to cope with reality, with the world. How will he explore everything? How will he, in what will he discover? In what will he acquire everything? So, to teach actually means to put obstacles before him, along with a partial explanation and the ability to put together forces so as to overcome the disturbances, the obstacles. But the essence of the study is out of him failing, out of him not understanding and feeling weak. And for us, it's even more than that, because one has to turn to the Creator. One has to ask for the strength and learn how to turn and how to ask and of whom, etc. That is, here, the study is entirely organized in a way that will bring us to a wall, to a request, a prayer, a necessity. You see, here we have additions even to the ordinary study, which is also built on problems and their solution. And for us, it's several times over. For us, the main problem is that if in an ordinary wisdom I have a brain, I have an emotion, and I try to develop them so that I can study. Here, it won't help you to study. You can open 1,000 books and it won't help you. You have to turn to the upper force. And to turn to the upper force, if you want to, well, where is the upper force? No, you're told, no. Mate, this doesn't just happen like that. Rather, what is it? You have to connect with your friends. Otherwise, you cannot annul yourself. To turn to the upper force, you can do it only through annulment of yourself, that you as if do not exist. As if. Then you will annul yourself, reach the center of the ten. There you will find your connection, your contact with the upper force. Then, to the extent that you have annulled yourself, and to the extent that you want it, that it's necessary for you. What is necessary for you? It's necessary for you to go above your ego. Where is the ego? The ego is manifested in that you want to conquer the world. And here you want the opposite. You want to leave the whole world and be devoted to giving, to connection. This is what you want to reach. Well, go ahead. Develop such desires. Reach the center of the ten. Connect with the upper force and you will get from him this blessing, as we call it. The light of Chasadim, the light of Chochmah, Kelim, Masach, everything needed, and you can start working. So then you will start to put together your form, what we call your neshama, your soul, your partsuf. So in our study, there are many stages, and they do not all exist in our world, in a regular study, because our world is entirely for the ego, and here we're adding this thing which is against the ego. It's another component that we don't have in our experience. We're not built in such a way. And now, only now, we need to have to detect it. We need to build it. Okay? Today I can speak about anything, and you guys, just let him speak.
No.
Well,
I wanted to ask, why is it specifically regarding separation that we have greater sensitivity towards that than towards connection?
We don't have so much sensitivity towards separation. I mean, where, why do I care if there's separation or not? I get up in the morning, I'm a beast, I don't care about anything, what do I want? I just want to go to the bathroom and drink a cup of coffee. That's it. This is how it is for me, and I saw the same with Rabash. He would be walking like that to the bathroom, coming back, and he would wash his hands. Let's drink a cup of coffee. And slowly, truly, as if from a beast, you know, from an animal, there's nothing that can be more like an animal, like a beast. This is how he would get up. And slowly, slowly, you could see that he took time. Automatically, he would turn himself on. Let's study. Study what? Like that, with his eyes shut. Let's read something. What am I trying to say? And it was each and every day, certainly. Each and every day. So what to do? We wake up in such a way, from the animate degree. Yes.
Also now, you said that all of the study, well, that's out of darkness, out of disruptions.
Well, on top of what, will you discover the light? You always discover the creator and the anti-creator. Pharaoh, the ego, whatever you call it. So to begin with, the creator created the evil inclination, right? An evil man, as we say, or an antipod. the opposite form of himself. Then with respect to this opposite form, you can work. You have two forms, for and against. And in between them, you can make discernments. I'm close to this, I'm close to that. I'm close to the minus because of my nature. This is how the Creator created me. And I'm drawn to it. I love it. I want it. I'm incapable of disconnecting from it even. Okay, so I'm incapable, this is how he created me. But on the other hand, it's a form that it's not neutral. It rejects me. I'm repelled. Bestow love, consideration. All of these discernments are hated by me. They're truly the opposite. Opposite doesn't mean I don't care about it. I'm neutral. Try to start to come closer and you'll see how repulsive it is. Well, what can I do? You can do only one thing. Pray. Why? Because in the middle, the Creator is in the middle. He's not there or here. And you can turn to Him and ask that He will arrange for you the other nature. As He created the negative nature, according to your invitation, He will create in you also the positive nature, according to your request. And you have to always try to reach a state where they are as if balanced. You discover Him in the middle line. Then you understand why He created both the negative and the positive, so that I will discover Him. He is the middle line. Now, why did He do this first and that one later? And why do I have to ask for that one, but this comes to me naturally? All of these things, you can scrutinize them, but by turning to Him. And here is the matter of the ten, that without it, you can't, I mean, how will you aim towards the Creator if you're always aimed towards your own ego, in your awareness or unaware, in your intellect and your emotion, you're built already, your entire system is built in a way that it is entirely egoistic, built, organized in a way that it cannot think or feel anything else. Try to get into the government, let's say now. You want to build something totally new, like us, the way we want it, right? To put everything together in a way that it's all aimed towards love, connection, giving, all kinds of things. No one will understand you. You will want to do something, and they'll tell you in each and every office, what do you want? I mean, we're working in a different way. According to what are you trying to activate us? How can we understand you? It's not going to work. And this is how the whole world is. Everything is operating in a different way. They'll tell you even, look at matter. The steel, vegetative, animate, the living, it also doesn't work in your form. It works egoistically with the greater one. It's the smaller one. I mean, who wants to bestow to whom? Give us examples. And you, when you look at it, if you're a Kabbalist already, when you look at the same matter, you will say, no, everyone is working in bestowal, because anyone who's disqualifying is disqualifying through his own flaws. They see that it is all connected in an egoistic manner. Each one wants to take advantage of the others, right? As Bala Sulam writes there, even a small fleece, etc.
His hand in everything, and the hand of everyone is in Him. And you say, no, they're all acting with love. Love covers the whole world. Look, and they'll tell you, you want to govern the world? The world is governed by hate. Can't you see? You're unrealistic. Yes, so if you want to come to be prime minister, which is very relevant right now, it won't work out for you. Yes?
That's clear. Actually, this is something that I pay attention to very much, that the more we advance on the path, the attraction to the negative side grows stronger. Your dependency on the negative force grows stronger on the one hand. On the other hand, it becomes harder to come back to the force of connection, to the positive force.
The each one who is greater than his friend has a greater inclination. The inclination is greater. But I suppose that if you become greater, then in your internality there are certain preparations for balancing this evil that is disclosed, and so it will continue happening.
So this balance, how is it done? What balances the evil? Prayer?
Through the group, an appeal to the Creator, receiving powers from Him through the group, and utilizing these forces in the group for the sake of connection, and the connection between the ten, and from that, the connection of the ten to the Creator. So, from the moment you begin working, right in front of you, you have this structure, this template, the ten, and you turn to it, and you receive, and so on. It's all in there.
How can you leverage the evil, this negative force towards prayer?
Without it, I'd never turn to the Creator. Why would I require the Creator? Why would I require a ten if I don't feel the evil? Therefore, the Creator gave me a point in the heart with respect to which I begin to understand, to discover that I need Him, I want Him, and gradually, slowly, as I search for Him, I happen upon sources, source texts, which are close to me, Baal Sulam, Rabash, and those who came before them. And then, through that, I begin to understand what I must do, how to work. But of course, the Creator awakens you to the extent that you have the proper corporeal preparation. If in this world you don't have a ten, He doesn't awaken you too much. He just manipulates you, causes you to turn around and around until you suddenly discover the need to move to a different place, perhaps, or He does it to you Himself. Or it depends on... We will later learn the variations of fate, that which comes from above, that which we request and order. We constantly have such questions from the world kli. I want to move to a different group. I want to connect like this and that. So, should we wait for it? Or to cause it in a certain way? Or do we wait until it's done from above? So, there's more to scrutinize here. Yes.
So, on what depends my ability to shorten my response to the negative awakening, the negative thing that happens?
Negative or positive, that doesn't matter to me, first of all. Really, I treat them equally because they come from the Creator who awakens and arranges all of these influences on me, positive or negative. So, if I want to advance, I have no preference. I don't regard the positive with any preference or respect or appreciation, with greater appreciation than the negative. To the contrary, the negative, because I'm egoistic, awakens me much more forcefully. And we can see this on the public. From now on, if everything goes just fine in the world, you'll see how everyone just falls asleep, they care about nothing. However, in order to awaken them, you need to strike them with a blow, put a hurricane there, but something global, you know. You need to suddenly activate all those volcanoes all over the world, all at once, so that we'll see how the sun vanishes and something, you know, something, some action. Then you will see how they awaken. The negative force is the most necessary one. Therefore, I have created the evil inclination is, and we need to respect it very much. The wisdom of Kabbalah begins from where a person begins to relate to his evil inclination, his will to receive, as a force which is foreign to himself and is in the hands of heaven, of the heavens, in the hands of the Creator. And then he relates to it as he does to the Creator, to that force of evil. And then it's more objective, and then I don't care about if it's good or bad. I'm outside of my body, so to speak. It's good, fine. It's bad, fine. How do I balance them? I don't erase any. I try to constantly remain in equilibrium between the two, in balance. And that is the way in which we ascend in the best way, in the most optimal way. You don't waste any energy on it or any time. If you try to constantly hold on to these two forces and claim that they come from one source, then you don't stray to the right or the left. You go up in the shortest, most direct manner. You rise through the degrees. You rise towards the Creator and not to fight against the evil, to be drawn towards the good, and so on. Therefore, Israel Oraita Kucha Brichu, that being the Creator, must be the reason, the cause in everything. Yes, Dudi.
If the nation, the people and us are opposite in our worldview, where is the contact point between us?
That contact point, the interface between us, is the desire to see ourselves in a good state. In that good state, we need to see it as connection and in connection, and also to influence the nation, the people, so that they see that their good state depends on connection. We need to try to give the people just an intellectual understanding of the process, because they don't actually facilitate the process. They don't act on it. But the people feel a need, and we, as we turn to the Creator, we receive this force, and then we execute it in us. We, all of us together with you, we are a part of the head, the Rosh, a chap of the Rosh, which receives a lack from the Galgalta Enaim of the Guf, from the pure part of the Guf, of the body, that wants to ascend. It wants to be in some way related to life, even corporeally. And then we raise these lacks to the Creator. We elevate these lacks, and that's our work.
So we depend on them?
We depend on the public, of course. The Kabbalists all depend on the development of the generation. As Baal HaSulam says, that all of his achievements, attainments, he received because the generation was worthy of it, and therefore he was given it from above. He was allowed to have such complete attainment. Because what do we exist for? It is only in order to raise the lacks of of humanity as a whole. Israel, first of all, and then humanity as a whole, which joins in, to some extent, to the Creator. We are the force. We must become a conduit, a bridge, a transition point.
So it turns out that they are our Rosh. They are our Rosh.
No, they're not our Rosh, our head. But they determine from the goof, from the body, to the osh, to the head. They determine the lacks. What we'll want. We want to advance them, to promote them, rather, towards connection. In order to do that, and to do that, and to the extent of their request, we ask for connection for ourselves, and never more than that. And so you can study, and you can do whatever you want, but until you incorporate emotionally those desires of the world, you will not be able to come to pray to the Creator. Or perhaps you carry out these actions beforehand. Yes, beforehand, meaning you want to create a 10, to annul yourself toward the 10, to connect them together so as to have a system with which you can work. You can work with the Creator through it. But it is, as we say, the final outcome is in the initial thought. And that must be to bring the whole of the public to correction in order to bring contentment to the Creator, because He established the system in such a way where this is the only thing that gives Him pleasure. So you start with Him and you end with Him.
How can I feel right now the deficiencies, the lacks of the public, the more precise lack, not the general one?
So, I say the following. I, theoretically, I accept that my purpose is to achieve adhesion. It's written, right? I don't know what it means, but it's written. Right? You remember, all of you? It's written, right? Yes, it is. So, I achieve adhesion through the act of equivalence of form. Equivalence of form means I am for him and he is for me. He gives me pleasure, as I hear from the Kabbalists, and I need to cause him pleasure, contentment. What does he want? The Creator wants for all created beings to achieve connection. And according to the measure of connection they achieve, he can dwell in them, reside in them, and fill them, and that gives him pleasure. To be revealed as a quality of love, which will be mutual between him and them. So what do I do out of that? So I need to do what is written to us in Matan Torah and Arvut, to work in the ten, to apply all of the rules that the Abash gave, and then I have a vessel, a kli. Now, if I learn all of this and I establish this vessel, I don't go out to dissemination so much, I don't have much to do with the wider public, but I touch upon it a bit in order to be impressed by the lacks, by studying this general great vessel, which is the one I need to bring into contact with the Creator. And to the extent that I organize the 10, I can then begin with the Creator to regard Him, to come into contact with Him, and so on. It should all be from beginning to end connected as much as possible, but regardless, every single moment I must try to make sure that my action will be Israel, Oraita Kudsha Brichu Chadu. Israel, the light and the Creator are one. Israel means the whole world, which needs to come to that, to be that. Oraita, the light or the Torah, that is me, who is establishing my man, for the Creator, and the mud from the Creator which comes to me. For me, the man comes from the public, and the mud goes back to the public. It only passes through me, like a pipe, conduit. And so the act of dissemination needs to come at the beginning in order to rouse us to participate, to motivate us to participate for the public and so on. All right?
No.
Yes. Quickly.
Rav, in your explanation, you described the process of building a spiritual pursuit on the basis of two opposite desires. Then you said, turn to the center of the tent.
Yes.
But in practice, when it happens, very clearly it turns out, if I do it, let's say if I do this scrutiny, I'm opposite one person in the tent, and we have opposite desires. So my question is, when we have such a scrutiny, there are emotions of anger and all kinds of things. So my question is, what is your advice? How do we...
I have no advice. I'm not an advisor. Leave me alone. You have the text, follow the text. Everyone, God bless, know how to read. What do you mean, to advise you?
I mean, there's anger, and...
You're awakened. It doesn't matter if it's anger or anything else. All sorts of forces that oppose connection are awakened in you. I say that it's against connection, right? All sorts of forces. And you can be right or wrong and this or that. It doesn't matter. It's all opposing the connection, against the connection, whatever it may be. So what do you need to do accordingly? Whatever is written for you to do. Whatever is written. I'm tired already from telling you the same things every morning. I understand that every morning you are a new person and you ask anew. And it's not because you're senile or something and don't remember what happened yesterday. You don't remember yesterday because you have a new will now, a new desire, and that is good. But you need from yesterday's study to provide yourselves with answers for today.
Thank you, Rav.
I have no choice in the matter. You, all of you, need to be better organized for this. Yes.
I want to go back to the excerpt for a minute. He talks there about working outside one's skin.
Yes.
Is this work towards the center of the ten?
Yes. The center of the ten, or the ten, that is what helps you rise above your will to receive. Yes.
And what you scrutinized with Dudi, the rest of the world, I mean, it is still outside one's skin. Is that in the same direction?
I don't know about the rest of the world. I don't know what reality is in general. I see it, all of reality, not as something that exists, but rather, where is it in me? What does it awaken in me? As you now are speaking to me, I don't look at you as though you are 10 meters away from me, 10 meters distant. I look to see what b'china, what discernment you awaken in me. I ascribe everything only to my will, inside, outside, above, up, down. Does it guide me towards the Creator, or the other way, or through repulsion perhaps? It guides me. That's how I work. It doesn't matter to me if it's people who are outside, or abroad, or from what nation, or what language they speak, or anything. I look at it and I see, this is my will to receive, mine. All those people. But it being mine, it's still not me. I am my point in the heart, which is aimed towards the Creator. As it is written, they all come to serve me, and I to serve my master. That's it. These are my wills, my desires for reception, which appear to me not from within, but from without. in a state where I need to just jump over this emotional distance and to feel that they are standing within my heart, as the Rabash says, that there is no difference of miles or whatever that separates between us. The friends are standing in my heart. So don't look at the faces and don't look at the distances, but rather only at the emotions, where in your emotions they all are. And try to feel that at least the 10 is in your heart.
And the work beyond my skin towards the center of the 10, I think you said that that builds the Rosh.
Yes.
So, in the excerpt, what does it mean when he describes it, that working beyond my skin towards the 10, but in the end it actually says, for my flesh shall I witness God, shall I see God?
It doesn't matter. For the time being, you're just confused about it. The flesh is more inner, more internal than the skin, but it's inside the paltzuf, not outside of it. You wait. Your confusion will all settle. Now, anyone? Yes, who wanted to ask here? No one? You don't want? We don't need. All right, yes.
We're now in such a time in Israel where the tear is felt very clearly in the society, even inside of the same family, seemingly because of politics. There is truly hatred.
No, but we're not slaughtering each other yet.
Soon.
There were no such cases yet, right? Politically inspired or something, or because it's written, one who one's enemies dwell in his house, right? So we're coming close, right? Good.
So if we have the necessity and the feeling that we have to inject some force of love and bestowal of the Creator into society, what is within our abilities to do? Should we ask for it to happen? Should we compose some prayer and hand it out to the people so it will reawaken in them the desire for a connection? I mean, what is the action that we can do? We're also not entirely corrected. We just have some emotion towards the necessity for connection.
Are you talking about the hatred?
In respect to the hatred, it becomes revealed. You now discover hatred right in your face. I mean,
I don't know. That you cannot come now when people aren't ready to listen. Each one is in his own corner and you are trying to come and convince them. No, I persuade them in a simple way. I need to see, are you talking about actual corporeality or spirituality? With corporeality, it's simple. I'll tell you. In corporeality, we depend on the USA and Russia. We are between these two superpowers. That is corporeality, right? Whatever you may say, you depend on both of them. And you can say, no, we are strong, we are capable. No, we depend on these two superpowers. And whatever we do and try to do successfully, somehow, what we try to do successfully somehow is to be influenced by them, but to be influenced in a way where we know how to keep this balance between them. And not that the two can approach us together and come against us. No, then we won't be able to. We won't be able to contend with that. So if I'm talking about corporeality, I need to, I don't know, I need to choose, let's say, a prime minister. I need to choose a person, elect a person who can handle both of them, Trump and Putin. If you're asking about corporeality, that's what I can advise the people of Israel to do. I don't care about this one or that one. I care about the people of Israel. And I am concerned about there being some person who can be a matchmaker, so to speak, he can handle not only one of them, but both of them, right? If you have such a person, it seems to me that he needs to be prime minister here. Now, if you're asking about that,
I'm asking about the head of all heads, the Rosh of all the Rashim, the creator, how he brings us to see a picture. We know from the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's a method for seeing the world.
Do you want to govern the elections according to the wisdom of Kabbalah?
No, I don't get into that, but I feel hatred between people who are around me because of external circumstances.
Well, the external circumstances is the...
Yes.
That's why I'm really talking about that. You...
So I'm asking, what do we need to do, those who are sitting here? What should we ask for when opposite us, in a very tangible manner, such an image of hatred is revealed? Should we ask to connect between us? Should we ask that something will happen on the outside, or what?
We don't need to ask to repeal this hatred. It will become greater and greater. And if it vanishes to a certain degree, it doesn't mean that it's erased entirely. Rather, for the time being, it disappears a little bit, and the hatred should appear greater and greater, more and more, the more we grow. But we need to learn how to transcend the hatred. So I don't understand what you're asking me. You learned from me for years now that the hatred was given to us in order to transcend it. Love will cover all crimes. Sir, what is your question? How to rise?
This is exactly an opportunity for us to come and explain.
You can't rise above the hatred if you're not in the final outcome, is in the initial thought, because the hatred is there for you to grab to grab hold of the goal more forcefully, and then you understand that the hatred comes in order to push you and promote you towards the goal, and then you love the hatred, you relate to it correctly, you tell everyone, guys, we have received the hatred in order to ascend, to rise above it, yes, in order to be closer to love, which is the goal, the purpose of life and the purpose of creation. That's the Creator. Let's do it. So, God bless that the Creator, there's none else besides Him. He awakens hatred between us. He doesn't forget about us. He gives us stimulants, so to speak, a cause, a foundation for ascent. Right? Is that okay? Good. Just write it down. At least once, so it remains. Well, can we continue? Moscow, right, for a long time now. Yes, go Moscow.
Good morning, Rav. We have the following question. According to the extent of connection in the 10, you start to gradually feel that it is becoming my 10. As if it's one common thing, and then this feeling awakens that the egoism of the 10 becomes revealed, that the prayer for the 10, I'm actually praying for myself. So the only way out then is to ask for connection so that you will have the possibility to serve the others in the 10. Is that how it should be? Is there egoism of the 10 in the 10?
Well, of course, of the 10 with respect to the 10, and of the 10 with respect to the rest of the 10s, and in the 10 also power arises, which is to come against the Creator. You'll see how it'll be. Who will rule? Will you rule over us, or will we rule over you? All kinds of such causes. For the time being, we don't have this power there yet. We haven't connected yet. But it's like a baby that wants to demand things of his parents. He has his ego and he has the ability, seemingly, and so on. That is how it will be.
So then it turns out that just like before, when a person has had to choose between do I pray for myself or do I pray for the members of the ten, now out of the connection in the ten, we will have to realize that we need this connection only so that we can pray as one man in one heart for the others, to serve them, only for that?
Yes, yes, but between all these states, I, as I integrate into the ten, well, there is a great gap here, or rather great gains in terms of the lack of orientation corporally or spiritually. I feel a descent, and I don't feel, or I start to feel that I depend on the ten, right? And then with respect to the Creator, there's an even greater gap, an even greater distance, an abyss, really, emotional and intellectual. We'll go through it. We'll pass through it. We need to indeed pass on to something different here. Let's go to the preface. All right? I see that you're all... Yes, Yochi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Teacher, each step that you take, you have more and more doubts all the time.
Of course. That's it's nothing yet. Well,
so what do I do with these doubts?
I don't know. That's your own work. And you will have doubts. Oh, what doubts? Such doubts. You'll be called to the police station, right? And you'll be told, you study with that one? We have a case against him. He stole $1 million. Here, look at the case. We have proof, all sorts of evidence, yes, things like that. How will you come then to the lesson? How will you relate to me? For example, let's say, well, imagine it to yourself. I mean, such doubts and the questions will come according to your degree, towards me, the group, the Creator, in such forms where, well, we'll deal with that. Yes.
But each, on every step, with anything, with every action, even if you see it as a...
True, because otherwise you could... Look, every spiritual state comprises two opposite states, right? Which you take and build, you build something new, a third thing above them.
Is that in relation to the Creator?
Faith above reason, yes. The Creator is the source of the good and the bad. And from those good and bad, you need to build the middle line. And so you locate him or build him. You build me, as we say, because from these two lines, you build him. All right. The writings of Baal HaSulam.
Well, we will move on to the next part of the lesson, the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Before that, let's sing together.
Ahava ilo